Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair Casey, Guthrie Center Superintendent Josh Rasmussen. All right, Josh, what were some goals that you and the school district had for this last year?
My goals that I had kind of set forth was to get to know the people and the organization, and that's something that I've tried to do by sitting in on a lot of meetings and getting in and out of our school buildings and going to activities, being a part of different organizations and attending Chamber of Commerce meetings, you know, all of those types of organizations, just to get to know the people of Adair, Casey, and Guthrie Center. Started to get to know the boards early last fall, and in joint meetings, we came up with some goals. And those goals revolved around, you know, academic excellence and just taking a look at our district operations to make sure we're providing that positive learning environment for students. And that culture of learning, and using a strategic plan to kind of cultivate that culture and making sure that we are including all students whenever we're talking about academic excellence and making sure they're career and college ready. So those were a lot of our discussions throughout the year. And, you know, those discussions continue today. And this summer, you know, we're going to meet again as a joint board and take a look at, you know, what we've accomplished this past year and take a look at those goals and help kind of reshape those as we continue on into next year and years after.
All right. So are there a few kind of key things that happened in this last year that kind of aligned with those goals you were talking about that you're kind of happy you guys got through and got those done?
Yeah. So, you know, our academic excellence, we really studied the science of reading. I know the district prior to me arriving has worked on their standards-based learning, especially the grading and reporting out. That was new. So we continued that. But looking at our reading strategies and literacy with our science of reading and taking a look at our reading scores, along with our math and, you know, taking a look and maybe looking at new curriculum when it comes to math. So those are all kind of something that we're looking at as we kind of prepare for the future here at ACGC. As far as, you know, our district operations, we really looked at our five-year plan, tried to develop a plan for our facilities in both Guthrie Center and Adair Casey. Both districts addressed that plan. We hired DeNovo Construction Solutions out of Guthrie Center Board did, and we know we need to address the HVAC system at the high school. So since then, we're looking at replacing 3 air handling units at the high school there and also kind of have a plan to update a lot of those facilities around the district. The district also passed their PEPL fund, so that will also support those facilities for years to come. In Adair Casey, we also took a look at their facilities, and we're addressing some of their facilities with an update with the bleacher project, which we are going to bid out again this summer. So a lot of things going there. I'm taking a look at replacing a roof system, and we also updated their playground at the Adair Casey Elementary. So, you know, those operations and facilities, we did take a look at all of them and have a plan in both districts to maintain and improve that environment for all students.
All right. And we've talked about academics a little bit. What were some sports highlights maybe that came throughout this last year for the school?
You know, I just can kind of reflect back on the year and a lot of success really in every sport, whether that was cross country, you know, in the fall, football, volleyball, all had successful seasons. And along with, you know, individual accolades when it comes to wrestling, getting to the state tournament. And most recently, you know, our track athletes, you know, there's kind of fresh in my mind right now. But I know that Austin Kunkel had a tremendous state track meet and broke some records and placed first in his sprints of the 100, 200 meter. Along with a lot of others. So I don't want to, I start mentioning names, I leave people out, and I also leave out teams. So a lot of athletic accomplishments all across the board, and whether that was with our fall sports, our winter sports with basketball and wrestling, or our spring sports. And then, of course, we also had our high school band, and, you know, they received their first Division I large group ranking since 2004. So I'm really excited for our band and all the work that they put in, and Miss Babcock, you know, does a tremendous job of teaching them and practicing and all of those things. And, you know, also our choir and our choir director, Miss Kelsey Dinkley, I know has had a great spring as well. Their musical Into the Woods, you know, had numerous awards, production awards, student awards for their performances and special recognitions. So I just a lot of great things there. And I know also our art awards, we had two students that qualified for Allstate Art based on their art portfolios. So a lot of diversity there, not only in the athletics, also the academics and activities. So just a great year. And it was just really exciting to get to know the students and see them perform not only in the classroom, but also on the field and on the stage and in our community with volunteerism. So really a great year for ACGC.
All right. And then as summer gets started, you mentioned a few projects that the district is getting ready for as you get ready for next year. What are some kind of big things you're looking at for the start of the school year?
You know, just to get started, August 23rd really comes fast. So we're preparing now. And number one is make sure our schedules are ready to go and we have teachers in place to teach those students. So, you know, we're still looking for a couple teachers to fill positions, a couple elementary at the Adair Casey Elementary building, along with taking a look at some industrial technology classes or courses that we can offer at the high school. Numerous coaching vacancies to fill, so that's also something that we are, you know, I think all schools are trying to find, but really just looking forward to the next year and building on what we have right now with that goal of academic excellence, just continue to look at our data, how we can make changes to meet the needs of all of our students, and making sure that what we do is working for our students. So that's something that the leadership team, including those building leaders, will continue to strive for academic excellence and making sure that all students at the in ACGC schools are reaching their full potential.
All right. And is there anything we haven't touched on yet that you want to make sure we cover?
No, Marcus, just thank you for covering us and give us some positive light on education. And right now, we're really looking for good people to help us, and that comes to teachers. And, you know, it's kind of hard to find teachers whenever it comes to applying for jobs and, you know, finding good coaches to kind of work with our kids. They spend a lot of time with our kids, so we're always looking for somebody to go into the profession. It's a great profession. It's one where you do get to make a difference in the lives of our kids and really shape our community. So we're always looking for people to help out, and we're looking for, you know, our students to go come back home and go into education and work for our schools and help our communities maintain and grow. So that's just one thing that I think every school is looking for is help along with other businesses, but teaching and is a great profession. And, you know, I hope people continue to look at it and go into it and come back home and help us out.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh.
Hey, take it easy, Marcus. Thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.